Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
White horse, riding off into the sunset. Kind of love you want to wait for. Hold on tight, girl, I ain't there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't there yet.
Call now.
Yeah, I ain't there yet.
Be the fifth caller.
That's right.
At 866-540-WFAN. That's the fifth caller at 866-540-9326. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to see my main man, Chris Stapleton. We call him Chrissy Stapes. Mm-hmm. All-American Roadshow at Northwell Jones Beach Theater. August 26th. I think it's a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night at the old barn, as they call it.
Sounds
courtesy
great.
Of our friends at Live Nation. Tickets don't go on sale until January 16th at 10 a.m. So you can win them right now, courtesy of Live Nation. He just played Florida this weekend as a makeup show. He had a little laryngitis and some type of virus. A few months ago, so he was down there.
Me and the wife saw him at Bethel Woods up by me.
Bethel Woods!
Which is now, it's on the kind of near where Woodstock. Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw him there. That was a great show.
No, does anybody open for him or he just goes right on?
I think there was an opening act.
Yeah?
God knows if I remember it. But
Chris Stapleton live, I've been fortunate enough to see him twice, is to me like Tom Jones in this way. The voice live, perfect.
Yeah.
Pure.
Never seen Tom Jones.
Oh, you should see him before he dies. He's getting up.
Is he still performing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God bless Tom.
He does. I guess he does like the casino route, that kind of thing. You know, smaller rooms, 4,000 people. Right. Tom Jones has the single best voice I've ever seen in person.
Does he get the pens thrown at him now? Or?
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. By the way,
it's an easy joke.
All ages. All ages.
Yeah. Still. Yeah.
Yeah. I took my wife's grandma to see him years ago. And we brought an extra pair of undies.
Yeah, sure.
So she could throw it up on the stage. She did, too.
Oh, she did.
Those old broads love them some Tom Jones. They want him to get them pregnant. That's what they do. And he might. Yeah. I don't know. I like
Impressive.
Tom Jones.
No, anyway. I like Tom Jones, too.
So we get a football. Quick question for you, sir. You can only pick one. Which team looked the best?
Which
team looked the most Super Bowl ready? So we're gonna take.
That's actually a tough one.
Yeah, good.
That is a tough one. That's a good question. Look at you with these tough sports questions.
So
I thought you were gonna say which game I like.
So defensively, you probably have to say New England.
Yes.
They held the Chargers to 3 points.
I just don't trust the Chargers at all. And the offense didn't look that great.
Buffalo, of course, with the hard fought come from behind win against Jacksonville.
Actually, I would say the most impressive performance to me, and they lost their tight end, but it's the 49ers.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco, I think they're like a prohibitive underdog against
Seattle,
who they beat week one and then, of course, took it on the chin a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a tough matchup. I still think the Rams are the team that's going to end up coming out of it.
See,
I think for whatever reason, the Panthers are a tough matchup. They played them well the last time they met.
They beat them.
Obviously, they beat them. That took a lot of turnovers, but I could see them finding their footing now and being as dangerous as any team.
Yeah, I would lean towards the Rams with you also. Bless you. The reason San Francisco is so interesting is that they've got a similar pedigree, right? Any year that he's made the playoffs, they've gone to the NFC Championship game.
He's a good coach.
Yeah. So it's weird. Like, losing Kittle's huge. They don't tackle great. I probably lean Rams.
Yeah.
Now, yo, tonight's game pending.
Right.
Like, if the Broncos put a 30-3 shellacking on Pittsburgh,
Texans,
I'm going to feel, pardon me, Texans, I'm going to feel very good about the Houston Texans, which I already like. They were already my pick when the playoffs started. I have the Texans against the Rams in the Super Bowl, just so you know.
No, good call. Listen, I agree with you. Tonight they have an opportunity to prove that they are as dangerous in the AFC as any team. But we'll see what I'm a little nervous about it. Something about Tomlin as a home dog. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Metcalf coming back. I don't know if I trust that Texans offense. They really don't have much of a run game. I still think they're I mean, there's a reason they're favored by 3, and I think they should be. And that defense, you could argue, is the best unit in football right now. And I don't know how Pittsburgh goes down the field, even with Metcalf back, but we'll see. If they put a hurting on them and it's not even a game, they will come out of the weekend looking like the best.
I think there's a better chance the Steelers don't score in this game than they score double digits. I think the Texans' defense is that good.
It is.
And they're playing that good the last month, too. Like, they are the best defense in football.
Oh, no doubt.
So it's interesting because I know a lot of people want to say Chicago to that question.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But for three quarters, they look terrible. And by the way, I know Ben Johnson's now the toast of the NFL. Well-deserved. He turned the program around. They make the playoffs, home playoff game, division champion, and they beat a hated rival in week one. But 5 fourth down attempts in, like, the first half, and you missed the first 4 of them?
Yep.
Like, at some point, make a decision that helps your team win the game, not a decision that gives the Green Bay Packers a 40-yard field to go score a touchdown. He would have cost them that game had the Packers won that game.
100%. If the Packers just are, you know, anything short of inept in the second half, they lose that game, and that's the talk. The talk is Ben Johnson, great offensive coordinator, had a great year, but completely embarrassed himself in his first playoff game.
That's right.
That's the storyline. Going for it on fourth down, setting up easy touchdowns in the first half. Disastrous.
I thought Dan Campbell was the coach. It seemed that way. Here's Sue in Santa Rita on the Fan. Sue, good morning. Afternoon. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, Craig. Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Well, you have a lovely speech.
I'm good.
She does. She sounds very
smooth.
Well,
thank you. I appreciate that. Normally, I'd be calling about the Yankees, but it's football.
Can you do me a quick favor?
We are so close. Pitchers and catchers, February 11th. We are less than a month away from baseball. I'm excited.
Sue, could you do me a solid?
And we've done nothing.
Could you just say in a very soft, melodic tone, "Oh, you're the pizza boy? Why don't you come in?"
Oh, you're the pizza boy? Why don't you come in?
Exactly what I wanted it
Not
to be.
Not bad.
Well played,
right,
Sue.
Look at you.
Well played. All right, what's on your mind today?
Extra anchovies.
Exactly right.
Good segue into my question. With Robert Saleh, why are we in such a rush to make him a head coach again?
Because the Giants need a head coach.
They're going to get Harbaugh.
Yes, they are. I like Sue. She's ready for baseball. Harbaugh's going to be the next Giant head coach. Sue's got it right.
Let's play out the possibility, as much as you don't want to imagine this happening. Harbaugh gets a better offer. He decides to go somewhere else, whatever it is. All right, let's say Stefanski's like, "I don't want to be a second fiddle to anybody, so while the Giants' job is a great job, I don't want to be leftovers. I'm not doing that." And all of a sudden, you don't have a head coach, and I'm giving you Robert Saleh and Mike McDaniel as a duo coming here to start leading the New York Giants. You don't want that?
That's my only choice.
If you were given that
Mike
choice.
McCarthy. I'll give you Mike McCarthy.
Right.
I don't like Mike McCarthy.
Okay. So Saleh, McDaniel, yay or nay? Like it.
All right, I'll go
or
yay.
Spike it.
I'll like it.
There you go.
You talked
like
her
it.
Into
there
it.
There you go. She's got it.
You talked her into
See?
It.
See? And so, by the way, I know you're giddy today.
Yeah.
I know you're giddy.
A little.
Green Bay's extending LaFleur.
Yeah.
The Bills didn't lose.
Yes.
Thus far, it looks like the Eagles' biggest change is a new offensive coordinator. We'll wait till after he meets with Lurie today or tomorrow, whenever that meeting happens with Nick Sirianni, like it did a couple years ago, okay? So I know you're giddy, and I don't want to rain on your parade, but I'm giving you an option.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you a solution to a problem you might very well have a week from now. You don't have a head coach, and the top two candidates are gone. Salah, McDaniel. The prodigal son returns home to do what he couldn't do with the New York Jets. I can write the story now.
Well, I mean, oh, no doubt. If you can promise me McDaniel, which, by the way, he's getting interviews all over the place. He's getting interviews all over the place.
It's obnoxious. No joke. Yeah. He's interviewing at every single
every
opening.
Every single one.
And that's not an exaggeration.
Head coach, offensive coordinator.
He had three
he's interviewing for everything today. Yeah.
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 It's obnoxious.
All right. So, but say first of all, one thing is a sure, right?
Go.
Salah has to leave behind the all gas, no brakes. Can't bring it to New York.
He owns it.
I don't care.
But he owns it.
He
trademarked.
Sell it.
Okay.
Because it can't.
I mean, Matt LaFleur stole it from him.
No.
But fair enough.
The giant facility can't have all gas, no brakes
no,
in all over
he
the place.
He needs a new saying.
He needs a new saying.
Okay. I'll
That's the first thing.
I'll give that to you.
Got
to
get
in
rid
the
of
contract.
Out.
All gas, no brakes.
Out.
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 Go.
The Giants could do worse. I honestly believe that. The Giants could do worse.
I agree.
I don't think it's a bad hire.
I think it's a great hire.
I don't know. But
matter of fact,
I do like the combo.
I encourage you to hire him. I think it'd be great for you guys. I think you guys getting Robert Saleh and Mike McDaniel.
I know what you're doing.
Two guys that were not accepted in the AFC East. Mm-hmm. Two guys that maybe weren't given a true opportunity with a real quarterback to have success. Because I don't think two is any good. Two playoff appearances, lost both games. Mm-hmm. He only played in one of them. He didn't play the Bills game. That was Skyler Moore.
Yeah.
I think you guys, matter of fact, if I'm you guys, I don't even interview Harbaugh. I go right to Saleh.
Why are you doing
it? I go, that's what I do.
Why are you doing
Great idea. I want Saleh. I don't want McDaniel. Tag team it. Perfect.
I like
for you
McDaniel
guys.
With the offense.
Yeah.
I like him as the offensive coordinator.
So
if they're going to hire a defensive head coach, no matter who it is, I would love that hire as the offensive coordinator. 100% bought in. But you're trying to do this to me. It's not happening.
Why not?
John Harbaugh is coming.
I think Stefanski doesn't have too much pride to take a job offered to someone else first.
Nonsense.
Why nonsense?
Because
if I'm your
job.
Second choice, I'm not your choice.
That's ridiculous.
I want to go to a place that woos me, that tells me I'm their number one. I know Harbaugh is their number
one. He's the second choice everywhere he goes right
Harbaugh
now.
Harbaugh ain't going to Tennessee.
Did you see the report this weekend?
Harbaugh is not going to Tennessee.
Diana Rossini reported that Harbaugh spent the weekend focusing on film of two quarterbacks, Jackson Dart and Cam Ward.
Yeah, because they're the only second-year quarterbacks
that are looking
for a head coach that he doesn't know well.
Right, yeah.
Right.
But why, if he's not taking the job, why look at him?
He's not taking the Tennessee job, Ace.
I agree with you. He's taking the Giant job, but...
But if he doesn't, Stefanski's gone. Bye-bye. Think about self-respect.
No,
if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm a two-time coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm second fiddle to no man. So if you want to talk to Harbaugh, matter of fact, forget we had a meeting. Forget we had dinner together. I don't want the Giants job. If you want me, I'm available.
They've already
Hire
talked
me.
To other candidates.
Yeah, it was for the Rooney Rule. You know that.
Not all of them, no.
A lot of them.
They've already got Lou Anarumo is going to be interviewed.
He's not getting the job.
He's going to be interviewed.
Neither's this Rizzo guy.
Yeah, Rizzo.
None of these guys are getting the job.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
It's a stupid interview. You know that.
It's stupid now.
Yeah. Listen. You're interviewing Lou Lavarillo?
They're all...
he ruined the Islanders.
He ruined the Islanders. Listen, let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
It's over. Come to grips with it.
I hope you get him.
No. Come to grips with it. He's going to be the next Giant head coach.
Well, I've got bad news for you.
What's that?
John Harbaugh just tweeted something out.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Personally, from his own personal account.
John Harbaugh, the guy you think is your next head coach, is cheating on you. He's playing footsies with the Falcons. He just got out of his interview with the Atlanta Falcons. You can look it up
and
all you want.
And he tweeted it. Said, I just had a great meeting with the Falcons.
Love everything about Atlanta.
Yeah. Wait, listen, it was reported earlier today that those are like perception around the league.
Why would you interview in Atlanta? Come on, man.
They have a decent enough team.
They suck.
Well, I don't disagree. And the quarterback situation, again, I'm not worried about them.
I'll show you how much the Atlanta Falcons suck. And I hate to use that word because it's a strong word.
You've used it a lot here.
And there's kids coming home from school. Mommy, daddy, what does suck mean?
Yeah.
Well, let Uncle Craigie tell you. Here's what suck means in NFL parlance.
Son, I've been married for 25 years. I have no idea.
That's very good. Yeah.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here's what suck means in the NFL. Are you ready?
Please.
If the Atlanta Falcons had simply beaten the New York Jets, they would have won their division. And
yes,
the Jets
that
would have had the number one pick in the draft. Let that play out for a second.
Fortunes.
That's how bad the Atlanta Falcons are. If you're Johnny Harbaugh, his mom calls him Johnny.
Johnny.
If you're Johnny Harbaugh, are you going to coach a team that lost out on a division title this year because you couldn't beat the Jets?
No.
I want no part of that death machine.
Well, I mean, look, in all seriousness, no. I agree with you.
Correct.
He's coming to the Giants, but because the quarterback situation.
They don't have a quarterback there.
They don't. Bingo.
Their best quarterback's 90.
Their best quarterback is 90, and even their young quarterback is
80.
Is old for young quarterbacks.
Right.
He can't stay healthy.
That's correct.
And he hasn't played all that well.
I told you.
Nah, listen. He's coming to coach Jackson Dart.
What a great visit I just had in Atlanta.
He's coming to coach Jackson Dart.
I just got stocked
did
in Home
Depot.
Did he
really tweet that out?
He did.
Did John Harbaugh put that out?
Why did I make that up?
I don't know.
Just to bother you,
yes.
Today?
That's been your mission since we opened the show.
You're in a good mood?
I was in a good mood.
Yeah, well, Atlanta.
He's. I'm sure he's going to interview other places. He's coming to the Giants.
You may have heard from Patrick Ewing, the strip clubs of great wings there. Atlanta's a good place
Atlanta's a great place to live.
Atlanta's
I'm sure it is.
You live in Buckhead.
I'm sure it's great. He plays in a lousy division that just won their division 8-9.
You raft down the Chattahoochee River there.
Mm-hmm.
You drink a couple of bottles of moonshine, and you tell your friends and family, Atlanta's a better place to live than New York City. Have you seen our mayor? Just saying.
Just saying.
I guess he can live in Jersey. I guess that's. Have you seen their governor?
He's going to be the head coach of the New York Giants.
For your sake, I hope it's
true.
He
is going to be.
I hope it's true.
They are putting on a full court press.
I would rather hire Saleh and McDaniel, but if you want.
You would honestly not rather.
If you want the guy that won the Super Bowl, fine.
Stop it. You're
hire
kidding.
That guy.
You're kidding. You wouldn't rather.
No, Harbaugh's the guy.
Harbaugh's the guy, he's going to be the guy.
You might not get him, but.
And if it's not him, it's Stefanski. That's where we're at.
I'm just going to say this.
Jackson Dart told us.
He don't know what's going on.
We all know.
He's too busy with that blonde right now. I'll tell you this. Harbaugh's the guy.
Yeah.
All your chips are in that basket.
100%.
But I'll tell you this with life experience. If you don't get Harbaugh, you've lost Stefanski. I'm just saying that.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
That's how good the Giant job is. That's how good it is right now. I honestly believe that.
Second fiddle.
He doesn't care about that.
Second fiddle.
He wants to go somewhere we can win. Okay. He's got to win. When these guys go right from job to job, you better win. He's going to want the best situation. The best situation, believe it or not, is the New York Giants.
You don't think that just out of curiosity, do you think or do you not think that Harbaugh's agent and Stefanski's agent have reached out to Howie Roseman and the Eagles just to say, hey, listen, if you make a move, we'd be in there tomorrow to interview? That seems likely, right?
I suppose,
that's what I would do if I was their agent.
I would think agents are reaching out to every team.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Green Bay Packers.
And the reason
have
I say that is this: Harbaugh, I believe, is having meetings Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes,
with the New York Giants. I think he even acknowledged that, right?
Yep.
You better have him signed before he leaves here on Thursday. I know we talked about that last week with Stefanski. Yeah. I feel the same way. If Harbaugh leaves New Jersey and does not have a deal signed, you're not getting him. And then you lose him and Stefanski.
One, they're not losing both.
So you come right back to Sala,
yeah.
McDaniel. That's the answer.
I don't know if I agree with you can't let him leave the building. That would be ideal. Ideal is he just signs, clearly. Yeah. But, you know.
You know what he wants? $20 million a year, check.
Right.
$10 million to my coaches,
check. Are we still
check.
On that? Are we still on
yeah.
that? I know he's your guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Fact. That's reported as fact. That is a fact.
I don't know.
Yes. $20 million a year for him, done.
Right.
$10 million for the staff, done.
That's done.
Final say in any personnel arguments, done.
Right, final say.
And I get to pick my GM.
Yeah.
Done, 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 and done. Done and done.
Yeah,
There you go.
All right, well, okay. All of those things the Giants will give him. Even if it's still Joe Shane.
Yeah.
He's going to have final say. Joe Shane will adapt. We talked about it. Joe Shane will adapt to what he needs to. He's the one leading the search. He's the one in contact with him. He's well aware of what needs to go on inside the organization if they're going to get John Harbaugh.
You think when he goes to the facility, do you think they cater that? Or is that just like conference room, lots of water?
No, I'm sure.
You think they bring in like Tilercios and Harold's from Edison and your top.
I don't think they're giving him heroes, bigger than his mouth with, fried raviolis on it.
What would you
But
cater?
I think.
Like if you're
small thing.
Little sushi? You go sushi on that?
You find out whatever Harbaugh's into.
Like you go fried chicken?
Yeah, I don't know. Little finger food sandwiches.
Finger food?
Yeah, maybe a fruit plate. He's a healthy guy. Fruit plate, salad bar, small thing.
I think you cater it. I think
you go out to dinner the night before and you buy him whatever he wants. And
of
then,
course, but that's like a steakhouse, Italian restaurant type deal.
Yeah,
that's easy.
And then the meeting is catered with like light stuff.
Yeah.
Crudité.
I think you got to go better than crudité. I think if you come out with some...
What do you want?
Chopped celery and carrots.
Yeah,
and some,
with a fruit plate and some small little things. You're not going to...
Some random
what
dip.
What do you think they should have?
I think
like,
you lose on that.
You think they should have like sternos and pasta and all this stuff?
I think if you want the guy to be your head coach, you go all out. Yeah.
No, I think it's like...
I think you do oysters. I think you do shrimps.
Maybe some... Yeah. I could see like a cold...
Yeah,
a cold bar. Seafood bar.
100%
bar.
The trio.
Yeah, yeah.
Three... Yeah, that's the whole thing. I think you do...
I think it's very subtle.
I think you do stone crabs.
Stone
I think
crabs.
You do shrimps.
Yeah.
Oysters. Yeah. I think I go all in on that. Sushi, why not?
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
If that's like given to the Giants, that's what he expects, they'll...
Yeah, because here's the weird thing about
it. But I think it's like, more of like a low key.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Then I'm not.
In the building?
Then I'm not signing.
After the night of dinner, I think it's like a low key.
Look, I could buy myself a filet. But if I'm going to your offices, I want the works.
Okay.
I'm going to judge you on it.
It depends on what time. If it's early, then it's a breakfast thing. Bagels, that kind of thing.
Bagels, lox.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Omelet station. Yeah,
can
that's
you
what
imagine?
You
he walks into the room and there's a guy at the omelet
stand. That'd be great. Yeah, French toast guy. Yeah, Mr. Harbaugh, what would you like?
What would you like?
Yeah, yeah. I think. Did you see that video?
Yeah, one protein, three vegetables.
Did
what
you see
you
the
on?
Video? The Patriots, I guess this was maybe their last game of the regular season game. They did like an behind-the-scenes video of the food that the guys get in the morning, like day of game.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you think it would be. It's an absurd amount of food.
Sure.
And, eggs and sausage and hash browns and fruit and all that stuff. But could you, like, if I'm Johnny Harbaugh and I walk into the Giant facility and there's a guy with one of those big white chef hats and he's at an omelet station. Mr. Harbaugh, how do you like your eggs?
Top notch.
Dude, I'm signing
That's
there.
It.
That's
what
where
a
I'm going.
Organization.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Or, like,
about
have you ever been to a wedding? They do the baked potato bar. Have you seen that one?
Yes, of course. Yeah, the mashed potato bar. Yeah,
The baked potato bar is a relatively new addition.
I don't know if
to
I've
the
seen
wedding.
It. Yeah,
feast.
I've seen mashed potato bar. I don't know about
no,
baked potato.
Baked potato bar.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I went to a wedding down in Georgia earlier this year.
Yeah,
they did a it's like a southern delicacy. I think it was grits.
Okay.
It was like a grits bar.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon, cheddar,
yeah.
scallions,
yeah.
sour cream.
Yeah,
I went back five times.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had grits.
No? Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean.
It's fine. It's not the greatest thing I've ever eaten, to be honest with
no.
you.
No?
No.
It seems bland, right? It's like.
No, thus the bacon,
the
cheddar.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But a grits
I can
bar at a wedding.
Well, I can tell you this,
it's
having worked for the Giants. And
you did?
Yeah.
When did you work for the Giants?
I worked like with the radio and then sidelines a couple
years. When's Jackson Dart coming on?
Yeah. Well, Jackson Dart likes my videos, so we'll see.
Good.
And I got an in and out the offensive line coach. But I can tell you for 1 o'clock games, they do have for the media an omelet station.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
For the media?
Media food got an omelet station, yep.
And yet it hasn't changed the coverage of that team one bit. If I was the Giants, they should be asking questions
right. Like Liam Cohen right. got. That's what they should be asking. Why is Pat Leonard so angry? He gets omelets every Sunday.
If you're giving Pat Leonard an omelet station, he should write some nice things about
Joe Shane.
By the way, Joe Shane, not a bad GM.
Keep those omelets coming.
I can't believe that.
Yes,
omelets. So I covered the Cleveland Browns before they moved, mm-hmm. and I covered the Eagles and traveled with them. In Philly, the media got hot dogs.
Okay.
Which is kind of standard. That's like standard media fare back in the day. Cleveland, we did not get hot dogs.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, there was like a community soft drink station.
Okay.
And you could drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, like soda and that kind of stuff. Yeah. No food at all.
No, Giants do it up, man.
Yeah.
They have the omelet station, then they have the typical like eggs, pancakes, sausage.
For the media?
Yep.
Boy, if I'm the Giants and no one's written a single positive article mm-hmm. about the Maras, the Tishes, or how we run our business in a while, mm-hmm. I would cut the media off. Hey, set up my meeting with the Giants, will you please? I would say, it's not our job to feed you. Mm-hmm. So here's what we'll do. If I'm the Giants now, because I don't play with that, I bring a concession stand into the media area. You want something, buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the Yankees do.
That is what the Yankees do,
yes. Yankees have a concession stand with a little bit more than, it's like, hot dogs or sausage or peppers.
No, it's like a buffet
but,
type thing.
You got to buy it.
Yeah, you got to pay.
That's right. You pay for it. Yankees aren't messing around.
Nope.
So if I'm the Giants, I tell Pat Leonard and his crew, no more free food. No more free food.
Now, I worked for the Giants, and it wasn't the media. I didn't have to pay. I'm assuming it was free for everybody. Pete would know
better than I do. It's free for everybody, but to be fair, I went to Denver this year in Vegas, and they do it right. They got a lot of
But it's not their job to feed you.
They take care, but they take care of everybody. It's not just media back there too.
It's
like Post Malone was walking back there one day. Like there's a lot of people.
So you got to eat where Post Malone ate.
Sometimes, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Post Malone should be fed.
Yeah, Post Malone should be fed.
That's right. He's probably singing the anthem or something like that.
Pre Malone too. Both.
Both Malone. Moses also, for that matter. That's interesting. And by the way, if you stopped feeding the media, they would throw holy hell. Oh. It would be like a 5-year-old brat that didn't get his or her Christmas gift. It would be, and I love Pat. I'm just using him because I like him and we're friends.
Yeah.
But if you told the New York media, we're no longer feeding you on game day, there would be a riot like at Rikers.
Yeah. You can't give it and then take it away. Can't do that.
I think you can, though. Like, what's the upside of us feeding you a nice meal? You kill us every day. Back to hot dogs. Start writing nice things. Maybe we'll go to sausage. Write back-to-back nice articles.
Yeah, you get. Yeah.
I'll slip in a soft pretzel.
Nope.
Yeah, that's all.
Free omelet station. Love it.
That's crazy.
That was my favorite part of working for the Giants. I got the omelet station.
I bet it was. Okay, now, here's the question.
Yeah.
Can you go egg whites on that, or is that like a crazy request?
I don't remember.
Would you be viewed as?
They have the eggs.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they weren't cracking the eggs right there. It was like one of those things where they had it in like
the liquid. It's not real eggs. It's garbage.
Yeah, I don't. It felt like real eggs.
They're not real eggs.
The eggs, the scrambled eggs and the big, like...
If they're not cracking the egg, it ain't a real egg, brother. There's a reason they're not cracking the egg.
Because they don't have time.
What?
It's time consumption.
How many guys are waiting for the omelet? Greedy bastards.
It's a line of like 25 people at a time.
Don't your wives make you breakfast before you leave the house?
Why would they when I know I'm getting an omelet for free?
I guess that's a fair point.
I'm getting a free omelet.
Honey, I'm going to breakfast. The Giants are feeding me today.
Yeah, and they have all the, like, peppers, onions, and ham. Cheese, like the whole bit.
Whole thing.
Whole thing.
Full on wedding style.
Fantastic. I got to give the Giants credit.
808. What do the Jets give you?
I don't know.
I've never gone to a Jet game as a member of the media, so I don't know. Last time I was with the Winter Brothers, and we're in that,
do they have the same deal? It's the same building.
No, it's a different, that might be true. Delaware Northern, I think, is the company that does all the concessions at MetLife.
Yeah.
Not the, what you call it. that does Citi Field, right. And the Yankees have their own at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
The partnership with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But Delaware Northern is the company that runs concessions.
I don't know.
But that doesn't mean the Jets like the media.
No, I don't know if they do or not.
Like, if I'm the Jets, screw you. I'm not giving you eggs. I'm not.
All right.
I'll give you cold hash browns if you want. That's about the best I can do. I know we got to take your calls. We went off on a tangent there. That's Chris's fault. More, much more coming up in just a second. Hang on.
This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results. Effortless results. ChefIQ.com. I don't know if we're going to get to it, but there is some Yankee news. I'm just going to leave it at this.
Volpe's the starting shortstop?
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not. Bellinger, don't give me this nonsense that they moved on from
Yankee?
Him. No, they're not yet. This is what the Yankee offseason.
Dante Bichette's coming out of retirement to play with his son?
This is it. Sign Bellinger, he'll come down from the ridiculous number. Trade for Nico Hoerner. Chicago might be willing to move him.
Maybe.
Trade for Freddie Peralta. You do those three things, Yankee fans will love you.
Okay.
That's it. That's what I want.
You want to call the Yankees up and tell them?
Text your guy Boone.
Well,
I'll text Steinbrenner. Yeah. Bellinger, Nico Hoerner, Freddie Peralta. We're good.
Okay.
That's all I need.
Got you.
We're good.
Got it.
That's my focus. And this Fan Focus was sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.